Monday Mythbuster.
Yes, it's another. Well, let's bust another myth right here on Monday Mythbuster. This week we're focusing on mobile phones and planes. Domestic travel is back up and running, meaning people can take to the skies. So something that's got me thinking, is airplane mode on our phones really necessary? Is it really necessary before takeoff we have to switch our phones to that setting? Now, we hear stories about mobiles interfering with the plane's navigation systems, but is it true? Or is this just another myth? Let's find out right now. Aviation expert Tim Collins joins me on the line. G'day, Tim.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you put this one to bed for us? Can our mobile phones interfere with a plane's radar system?
In previous generations of aircraft, when electronic instrumentation was a little bit more basic, it was possible. Do you remember with 2G phones, it wasn't that long ago, when somebody had a phone maybe near the radio, you heard this sort of funny buzzing noise. And if you remember that, under 2G, there was some possible interference. But now the tolerances on phones and the tolerances on planes are such that basically making a phone call or having a phone switched on a plane is not going to cause a problem.
So what I can't get is, on some long-haul flights that I've been on, you're able to make calls, but is that because you're off the plane's Wi-Fi system rather?
Yeah, exactly. So what airlines are experimenting now, and essentially, remember, a mobile phone is basically a radio device that latches onto a specific cell, right, in the area that you are. So, and those cells and the whole handoff on the mobile phone is designed to work, A, with you on the ground, and B, either at sort of walking speeds or highway speeds, driving speeds. It's not designed to work 30,000 feet in the air doing 500 miles an hour. So the towers and things get very confused, and it causes a lot of ground interference, if you like, and it causes issues for people using their phones on the ground. So what airlines are looking at doing is they're experimenting with things called picocells, which are little mini low-power cells within the aircraft, and then it just goes through the aircraft's Wi-Fi, and it's like a VoIP call. So that is the future, yeah.
Well, my wife loves the fact that you can't use a mobile phone on the plane, because she says, I can actually have 60 minutes or an hour and a half with your undivided attention, switch it into plane mode now, into flight mode.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is as well, you know, I mean, there's various other reasons as well. I mean, who actually wants to be, you know, on an aeroplane where you've got, 100 people, you know, yapping on their mobile phones? It's going to be bedlam.
Yeah, good call. So fact or fiction, the bottom line is now, these days, the mobile phone doesn't affect the navigation system.
Yes, fact. It does not affect.
Does not affect. Right, yeah. You've busted that myth. That's exactly why we love Monday Mythbusters. Tim, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's aviation expert Tim Collins. Well, there you go. There you go. Switching it to flight mode makes no difference. With the current phones, technology, they do not affect the plane's navigation systems. Gee, my Barfi would be delighted about that news.